Report: George Soros' son visited Joe Biden's White House at least 17 times. By Wendell Hasebo on May 31, 2023. George Soros' son, Democrat megadonor Alex Soros, reportedly visited the White House at least 17 times since President Joe Biden assumed office. White House visitor logs show Alex Soros, chair of his father's far-left Open Society Foundations, maintains a high degree of influence with the Biden administration. Over the course of more than 2 years, Alex Soros visited the White House at least 17 times, according to visitor logs obtained by Fox News. Alex's most recent visits include 3 meetings between February 8 and 10, records released Tuesday show. The visitor logs list John Finer, the principal deputy national security advisor, Jordan Finkelstein, special assistant to the president and the chief of staff for senior Biden advisor Anita Dunn, and Mariana Adame, the advisor to the counselor of the president, as the individuals who greeted Alex. It remains unclear precisely who Alex may have met with for the sessions, as the records can contain White House staff who book appointments, meet the guests and take them to other personnel. The 3 most recent visits come on the heels of his 14 prior visits to the White House. And while the younger Soros has taken advantage of the Biden connections, he's also maintained close contact with Democratic lawmakers, which he often boasts about in posts on social media. It is unknown with whom Alex met during the White House visits. White House visitor logs only show who books the meetings and takes them to White House personnel, Fox News reported. The Soros family is an influential Democrat donor. During the 2022 midterm elections, George Soros reportedly fueled Democrats with $125 million through a super PAC. Since 2018, Alex Soros donated $6 million to left-wing political coffers, including a $2 million donation to Senator Chuck Schumer's Senate PAC. In 2020, Alex Soros donated $700 to President Joe Biden's political fund. Watch: DeSantis suspends Soros-backed prosecutor effective immediately. According to Breitbart News' Joe B. Palak, in recent years, George Soros spent time and money on local races for prosecutors and used funds to elect progressives who back criminal justice reform and support the Black Lives Matter movement. The rise of these Soros-backed prosecutors has coincided with a massive surge in murder and crime in many Democrat-run cities, including many where these prosecutors have implemented radical policies toward policing and incarceration. The Open Society Foundation's website claims it supports people and groups all over the world that fight for freedom of expression, accountable government, and societies that promote justice and equality. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.